Blog Talk Radio.
Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I think we need to do a shout of war. Come on, let's dance together.
That's all you got? That's all you got?
Welcome to the relaunch. You know, we very seldom do anything like that, but this is a relaunch of Man Up the Movement, and yes, hosted by myself, but prayerfully hosted by you. Yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion, and most of all, we must keep it real. Are you willing to take a charge on yourself? Are you willing to push yourself and say, I will do better now? That's all it takes. You join the discussion. We discover and we let the truth be told. See, man up simply means that now is time to fight. Not yesterday or tomorrow. Now is time to fight. Number one, we're taking personal responsibility for our own lives. Number two, we're no longer relying on personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Let me repeat that one. We are no longer relying on personal abilities, but God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, I'm walking purpose with God. Number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. So you got to profess some things, men. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. Man up. We're back. We're excited. And we know God is about to do great and wondrous things through us because he's already done it. It's already finished. It's already complete. But now we have an opportunity to interact and really man up. I know we just talked about the credo. I know we just talked about the charges. But are we really ready as men to not think about ourselves, but to think about others? One of the things I'm learning now is growing up to be a man. It gives me the ability to help someone else also grow up to be a man. What's a man? Someone who's responsible, a man who is God-fearing, a man who is a leader, as we said, not a follower, but also leads by example. There are many of you on tonight. This is the alumni call. This is the calling all out that have been here. If you hit the link online and you're online and you want to get in this conversation, you need to dial the number 319-527-6173. And I know many hit that link and will listen to you on your phone as a radio station. But if you want to get involved in this conversation and talk and be heard, this is why we're here. This is why we have the platform. Dial one when you call in and you'll be identified. Oh, yes, I see Prophet Dwayne. Oh, yes, I see Pastor Dwayne. I see my son, I identified Milburn. On the line, you talking about purpose. This young man can give you a word of purpose. And the thing I love about him is he know when to get purpose now. And many others that are here tonight, dial one. All brothers, dial one. You've been here before. You may be new. Dial one. We want to put you in the conversation. We want to put you in the queue. And my sisters, you know, we never leave you out. You're part of this conversation too. I see Pastor Terry. I see Evangelist Virginia. The first caller tonight was Prophetess Lisa. She was the first caller in between listening to music with me tonight. I see a couple of numbers I'm not familiar with, but we will give you that opportunity to get involved. I just want to say hi. You know me. Nobody special. Yes, I've been given opportunities and platforms to bring people together. But that makes me no different than you. Yes, I work hard, and yes, I'm learning how to become a manager of God's business. That makes me no better than you either, because you can do the same thing. And yes, I am accountable to time God instead of the time of this world. That makes me no special either, because the Word of God says that a day to a thousand, and a thousand to a day is the time where God dwells, and where time is important to Him. That makes me understand that this time in this world, by a TikTok or a clock, is only going to serve this world. But there's a time, my God, a finished time, a time that has already been done. Because if you know God, God says everything He's done is finished and complete. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. But there is an account of your past to get in line with the time and the purpose and the instructions of God. That makes me no different than you, because he's no respecter of person. He gives you the same right as He does me. And here's something that may blow your mind, but you know there's only 24 hours in a day. The same 24 hours He gives me is the same 24 hours He gives everybody. You don't even have to be a man to get the same 24 hours. It's what you do with those 24 hours to be effective as a man and as a woman and as a young adult and as a child. But we're talking about men tonight, those men that we need to be put back in leadership, because I don't know the statistics in your city, but murder is rampant. A Hispanic officer from Watts, who grew up in the hood and went on to become a police officer, to now be able to connect with the police department and the neighborhood, was shot down just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Other murders here are going on over throw your hands in the air and just say, thank you, Lord, that I'm still here. Because in my city, in my region on the West Coast, it's rampant. Crime is up. Unrest is here. And the spirit of unity is being shut down. And that's why I cried. That's why God, I got a call, and I'm going to throw him out there. I don't know if he's on there or not, but I got a call from Pastor James Hudson. Now, you know, James is a playwright, is a director, is an actor, is an activist, is a man of God. He's a good dude. And you guys know I don't take that phrase very lightly. If you hear me talking about good dude, you know you could trust him like you can trust me. If you ever hear me say that, good dude, you know I just signed off on him like it's just me. James Hudson, good dude, gave me a call. Said, Pastor, what's up with man up? Well, you know, man, nobody said nothing. I wanted to see how long it was going to be before somebody called me. It had been a year. We even came back with a men's prayer call, and the numbers were 35. My homie said, I'll show up for me. But this is not just about us getting together because we know each other. It's getting together and sharing with other men who need to know the same things that we need to know. We're, none of us are perfect. None of us are already perfected. None of us have made it. But the one thing I can attest to and prove is I'm not what I used to be, and I'm different every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Consistently, I'm different. And I don't need somebody else to show me or tell me. I look at myself and say, no, you're different, because I just saw how you handled that situation. That is not the old you. Come on, somebody. I know I got about 30 that just threw your hands in there and say, ooh, I see that in me a lot. I know I'm not like I used to be. But that's not just for us. That's for all men. This is our platform. I'm going to speak loud. I'm going to say it erratic. I'm going to be Pastor E. This is our platform that God has given us to reach the masses. But I need you. Yeah, you need me. Yeah. I'm going to send you one to give away. And hopefully we can start to market and manage money together. Well, we can be sending dozens here and dozens there, and we're all making something that we can now feed back into the ministry and feed ourselves. Oh, are you ready for that? See, men that work together are stronger than men that are working apart. I know you got a good job. I know you've probably done well in life, and people look at your house and your car. But what about when you shut the door? What about when you're all alone? When you still wondering why you're single? What about those times? That's when we as men, as good dudes, as good brothers, as good homies, really need each other. And I am here to open it up again. Here we are. Let's ignite the fire. Let's say, hey, I'm in. I will do better. I'll do better being on the broadcast. I'll do better sharing the broadcast. And I'll do better getting involved in the broadcast. Because guess what? It will change your whole perception of how to be a man. And the biggest thing I found through survey, the biggest problem we have is that we don't talk about how to really be a man. How to deal with issues with women. I know you got a job you got to deal with. I know you got this you got to deal with. I know you got this you got to. But the biggest thing men need to learn to deal with is women. No, not as your baby, not as your boo-boo, not as your side piece, not as your wife. No, we need to learn how to deal with women as women. And women also need to learn to deal with us as men. Here, side break. We are launching, I know you guys heard this broadcast years ago, the dynamic Minister Michelle Williams. My partner, been knowing her since we were in elementary school. We did a broadcast called Hot Topics. Woo-hoo-hoo. Let me tell you, we used to get it. You remember questions? Well, I don't want to get on there and say nothing. I would just say, just send me the questions. I'll ask. Well, this season, I need your voice to be heard, of that they can hear the real passion on why this is this or that is that. And yes, I will help those that are still a little shy or a little green and not ready to just get on here. But this is so easy. It's a phone call. Every second Tuesday. And the only reason we're not doing it tonight is because we're not launching Hot Topics until February. A lot of new shows, a lot of new relaunches and new things coming to the network in February. But Hot Topics, which will be every second Tuesday, and I will be hosting along with my partner in crime, Dr. Julie Hitchens. Oh, yeah, you remember the doctor. She used to be here before, and she's been a part of this network. Never. See, that's one thing about the Now Network. When you are a part of the Now Network, you're always a part of the Now Network. Yes, God has grown you. That's what we try to help people do. Yes, you had to do all things for what you to do. And watch this. And we still have a door open when you say, hey, you know what? I got a slot. I need to come back because I missed that opportunity to have that voice. Come on back. Once in, you're always here at the Now Network, and we're happy to see you go. Oh, somebody didn't get that. Let me say it again. We're happy to see you go because we know we must have did something right to give you the confidence that you can do it. And that's our major goal here at P2P Ministries, P2P Covenant, Community Development, the Now Network, EST's for You, the Now Church California, Reverence Project Ambassadors, P2P Entrepreneurial Training, and Watts. It's all about someone else seeing that you can do it. That's why I need you, because you're doing it on your own. I need another brother to know they can do it on their own. And listen, it's not going back the way it used to be. Church won't be the way it used to be. Fellowship won't be the way it used to be. We are a new brother. And if we don't take advantage of this momentum we have, where people are listening, we're going to end up right back where we are, where I'm doing okay. But what about your brother? I'm fine. What about your brother? All about reuniting. Listen, I am no longer operating with a double mind. Profess this. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. Oh, don't say you can't have them, because he says if you believe in me and the works that I do, you can do also. And then you can do greater. Don't limit yourself. Oh, my God. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. Now, believe this. Many people have other routes and every ways that they say God is this, God is that. I know one thing I know for sure. I am here to profess, attest, and to confess that the only way to God is through Jesus Christ. But that does not run you away because you don't believe that, my brother. That doesn't push you away because you may study this or study that. Brotherhood is brotherhood. And we got to learn. I love Minister Tony Muhammad. He is the head minister of the Muslim movement here in Los Angeles. He is Farrakhan's right-hand man for L.A. and the Southern California region. But I love one thing he brought to the table when we started really working together. He says, no matter what you believe, we have to stop spiritual gangbanging. Let me believe what I'm going to believe, but can we still work on helping people believe in something? And I said to him, I said, this big question, I know you will be down. I said, believe in what? He said, believe in themselves. I almost took off running because the biggest thing you got to believe in is you. And you driving, you flying, you whatever it is you do, you must share with someone that they can do it. And we'll see brothers rise. We'll see brothers not take the violent route. We'll see brothers not take the criminal route. We'll see brothers trust us more. Because right now, you know, there was a season when the relationship with men in church got destroyed. And if I keep it real with you, it's because the attention went after the women. Why? Because they gave more. They committed more. They was on time. They was there to work. They was here to womb. I'm a church kid. I know how it was. I'm telling you from backstages. And brothers would show up when the wives got mad and the deacons was there, but they didn't work really. They looked to try to tell everybody what to do. I'm a PK kid. I can tell you all those stories. But we need to restore some things in the men that we trust each other because we believe in ourselves. Man up tonight. Believe in yourself. Let it be known. And let somebody else know that it's possible. And don't give up. Man up. Dial one, want to get in the conversation? Prophet Dwayne, your hand went up quick. They changed my board, so I see a hand now, not a check mark. Prophet Dwayne, my man, I love you, bro. Prophet, you are my brother, without a doubt. We are connected spiritually and, I believe, physically. And I'm so glad that you're here tonight. Come on, man up. Justified, I got you next. Prophet, are you there?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, okay, here I am. Here I am.
Hey,
yes, I was on mute. I was on mute. God bless everybody, man. I'm just so ecstatic about the movement and the relaunch of men. You know, now the call to all men. Men, what's up? You know, this is a platform where we can keep it 100 with one another and yet and still know how to minister to one another in all sincerity of when it comes to ministry. I invited two wonderful brothers, Prophet Summers and Apostle Hightower here, and I told him, I said, man, I'm telling you, if you want to get connected, this man right here, the platform, Pastor E, is the one you want to talk with to get a platform, man, because he's doing something great, not just in the West Coast, but he's doing it all around because of the connection that he has. And so I encourage everybody, as far as men, I encourage all of us men to connect, to grow with one another spiritually, to be there for one another, man, when we're down, when we're hurting, and also to understand where we are at in our walk with Christ. Amen. And so, I'm thankful. I'm truly, yes, truly thankful for this platform. And I'm not going to take up too much time because I know some other men can come on through and testify. But I'm hoping that the two men that I invited, I hope they do come through and just give a shout-out to you to let you know, man, look here, we are one. We are one, connected. Amen. We might be on the West Coast, the East Coast. We may be down south at the bottom in Florida. Wherever we may be, as long as we can come together and respect one another. And I believe that's one of the things about Man Up. It's about respecting one another. It's not about your calling, because you can throw the prophet away on when it comes to Man Up. Man Up is nothing but Dwayne. This is what my issue is. This is what I'm dealing with right now. And guess what? We can now speak to Dwayne, because Dwayne got, they got these issues. Now let's take off the titles, men of God. Take your titles off. Leave them at the back door. You can go back and pick them up later. But after you get healed from some things that you've been going through, this is the reason why Man Up. So let's man up. What are you dealing with? What can we help you with? What can we tell you? Hey, man, you are more than a conqueror. You know, how can we speak the Ephesians, not Ephesians, but Luke 10 and 19 over you, where it says that I've given you the authority to tread over these serpents and these scorpions, and by no means any of these things will harm you, brother. How can we tell you, brother, stay with your wife? Tell you, brother, stay out them clubs. Quit smoking them blunts, them black and miles. How can we, what can we do to assist you with your walk with Christ? And then, how can we come down to your level and say, brother, I understand. I was on them streets too. I gang banged, smoked a little bit, drunk a little bit, played a little bit. Amen. But I thank God that I ain't what I used to be. Hallelujah.
I had to laugh there because, see, the prophet was a little bit. I was a lot. See, the prophet was a little bit of this. Pastor E was a lot of everything. So,
you know, hey, man, you know, you
about it, you know, we're all alike, and that's the biggest thing that comes out of this, prophet, or Dwayne or D, is that we're really a lot alike. Now, just for the essence, for those that said we can't all be in the same place at the same time, when I say when, you say now, when, I'm in the same place you are in the now.
Right.
This time, right now, don't get stuck in time zones. We are all talking at the same time. We are not limited by space and by geographics. In the spirit, this is a true testament to the spirit. And I know we're using, the internet can go out, and I know the power can go out, and we might lose this connection. But just think for a moment how the spiritual connection that we all can still have without actually being on a phone. That's what brothers need to know, that we can really stay connected. The prophet will tell you, and I'll say for sure, I speak into his life and don't even talk to him on the phone.
Amen. And can I say something, Pastor E? I remember, hey, y'all got to realize something, what type of brother you have in Pastor E. I remember we was on a conference line years ago, and it was a brother on there that was being very disrespectful towards me. Oh, my God. When I tell you that this man was like a bull. This man said, hold on, bro, I don't know who you talking to. I'm about this life, you know. and I was like, oh, my God, you know. But
don't bring it out.
He had to let the brother understand something. Look here, brother, even though I'm saved, you ain't going to be disrespectful on this conference line. We all are here trying to get closer to Jesus, and we ain't going to let no devil drive us off.
No way.
And I thought that was so honorable of him, because that was my first encounter almost with me. Yeah, my first encounter, when I was like, wow, he's an our brother. After the day, me and you going to hook up. I like you. And so this is a platform for brothers to be also vulnerable. Man, there's some things that you might
be
dealing
real.
With.
And
guess
real.
What?
Look.
And you can keep it right here in the house. Keep it right here, because ain't nobody going to exploit you.
Real
That's
talk.
One of the
That's
hardest things about us men. The hardest thing about me and Pastor E is confessing some of the deep hurts that we've dealt with. I promise you, there's some men on here who dealt with molestation. I know you've been molested. And we can
you know,
even talk
ooh,
about
you,
this
you
stuff.
You about to start
so
something, because see, I grew up in the church. You heard me say that, right? There's a lot of stuff that happens in the church, man, that people don't talk about. That has happened to men that have been through some trauma type of situations, and we still don't even talk about it. I was listening, what's this rapper's name? His name is Kevin Gates. I pray for him daily because he was honest enough to come out and say, you know, the reason why I started treating women a certain way and acting a certain way because I was molested as a baby. Well, the homies and the thugs said, well, and I'm going to bring, and Prophet, I want to bring in I Am Justified on this part because he was honest with what he had went through in life now being successful and saying, I can tell the truth because I want to be real. It changed his whole music. It changed his whole interview styles. I mean, the kid was like a teardrop on his eye killer. In him when he confessed and he said, "Nah, man, I didn't. You know, I thought I was, you know, I would be weak or I would be this to tell that as a kid I was molested." How many in the church, just on this call alone? Don't even cry out loud now. We got a green room if you want to talk. But just how many on this line tonight have, you know, it may not went all the way, but had an instance as a child in the church that either really damaged you or could have damaged you. And I know we talk about the Catholic Church and stuff like that, but the Baptist Church was a lot worse than that. But it never, because, you know, they say black people don't tell. We don't talk enough. But how you going to be healed if you don't ever talk? Justified. Come on in, brother. Prophet, you still alive, but I am justified. Justin Milburn, he is my son. Look at us. We look alike.
What's going on, Doc? How you feeling?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm proud of you. And then that's it. I'm proud of you, bro. That's it.
Man, I'm excited, man. Definitely, I want to say, man, salute to everybody that's on the call. And, you know, Pops, we go back, man. We got years in the game, and I won't be before you guys long, but I really am excited to kick off this 2022 with this, you know, this manning up now. I think that's something that the world needs is just us as brothers coming together. And as a hip-hop artist out here in Houston, Texas, I realize the importance of just unity amongst the brothers. You know, like when I go out to the clubs or when I'm out in the streets or when I'm out with the culture, because I'm very connected with the culture, I realize that there's a lot of unity with men in the culture, whether that be in the streets, whether that be at the store, whether that be in sports, whether that be going out. There's a lot of culture, you know, with sports, with unity. And, you know, the thing that I don't see it enough is in the church. And I think that is because I have a heart and a love for the church and the body that I think that it's amazing what's taking place right here. And any way that I could, you know, use my platform, I'm looking forward to seeing it because I know that it's something that we need for sure.
Yes, sir. And that's without a doubt. Now, you guys have heard, Justin has been on this broadcast. A lot of the music you hear, and I know Walk By Faith, you heard it a million times on the Now Network. That's one of my walking songs, you know.
Come on.
And has now elevated to another level. You know, you guys know I always tell you that your calling does not have to be all about church and about doing things in the church. Your calling is your gift and where you find passion. And I Am Justified has always had a passion to reach people.
Yeah.
You know, some people can't be reached in the club because people don't know how to reach them in the club. And I'm so proud of I'm so proud of my son that he could go into the clubs and reach and give these young ladies and these young men hope of a now and a purpose, a planned purpose.
Yeah.
That's what you need. His book. You need to promote your book, bro, before you get off here. But
yeah.
A planned purpose that, as you now know, that God gives you a purpose, but can you plan it?
Yeah.
That's what I got out of this book.
You know,
like, okay, switch it back, Pastor.
That's it.
I know you provoked the purpose, but can you plan the purpose?
Can you plan it? Can you plan the purpose? Can you plan the purpose? And a lot of times, you know, when we go through different trials in our life, those are the things that push us to our purpose. I was reading something on Facebook today, and I was thinking about just all of the stuff I experienced. I can say we probably have all experienced in 2020 and 2021. And one of the words that I heard for 2022 that 2021 taught me was resilience. being able to, in the midst of whatever tough situation you're going through, is to persevere, to press through that. And a lot of times, you know, we can get super deep. This is my thing. I would get super deep, and I fast for so many days, and I be running around the house speaking in tongues. And that's all of that's great. All that's fine. But what God showed me in 2021 was we need a balance in the body, because we unbalanced. And so God is a God of balance. And so what I started realizing was I think I can pray and fast, not move to make God move, when I have to really just sit still and weather through this storm and that season that he had me in. And when I begin to do that, the anxiety went down, the expectation went down, the pressure went down. And then my trust and faith went up. Why? Because it was now no longer predicated on what Justin can do. And shout out to Dwayne, because that's my middle name, Dwayne too, Justin Dwayne. But no longer predicated on what I could do. It was all in a surrender of, God, whatever you're going to do, you're going to do it anyway, because you already knew what I was going to do before I was even created. See, that strengthened my faith to a whole nother level. Woo, that strengthened my trust to a whole nother level. See, because it's so much into doing. You know, it's so much, I got to do this. I got to show this. I want to post this. It's so much doing. But what happened to being, truly being in his presence,
what
truly
did y'all hear
being that? Bigger than words, bigger than titles. That's what got me. Because at first, you know, when he said that, ooh, you got my ears. Because, you know, when you've been in ministry, you've seen all the fluff. You've seen all of that. And the world is way smarter than what we think. They see it, too. It's called street sense. So yeah. When somebody come around them talking that fluff, they smell it bigger than anybody in the church. They smell it. And they looking at you, and they like, oh, okay, that's what, okay, baby, God bless you, man, have a good time. And they're going to let you walk on, and they're going to keep on having fun with their people, let you go on about your business. But what happens is when we begin to truly be and be in that place, is something that speaks louder than words. It's something that speaks louder than my doing and my going and my actions. And that is what it truly taught me, because I grew up so much into doing. And in the doing, as natural human instinct caused me to be expecting. And then when I didn't get what I expected, then what happened? Now you're upset with daddy. Now you're upset with God. Now you, why you didn't, why I put in my time and I did this? Well, because I was expecting because of my doing. And so I'm telling you, man,
that's real.
An amazing time for us as fellas to continue to, man, to come together and just, you know, I love what you said about the brother of, who was just saying, you know, man, let's come in by loving one another, by believing in each other, by beginning to come together for the greater cause, and allow God to be God. And that speaks volumes, because, see, when you begin to bring men of other races, other faiths together on the unity of God and love, then you allow the Holy Spirit to do what it do. And I truly believe that this is the season for it. When I see that 20 and then that 2-2, I really, it's a to unify. It's a time to come back. We've been divided for a while.
Yes.
With pandemic and everything.
Pandemic,
I think this is that
and
season.
And this pandemic has divided us. It's put us
big
all
time.
In a lot of different places. Who's vaccinated, who's not. Well, y'all know how I stand. Y'all know where I stand on that one. But I ain't mad at you because you did.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, man, it'd be.
But
it's
the,
so
you know,
it,
being
you know,
in the church, they really have done a lot of separation of the church. But I just want to say this to y'all. Y'all got to know this. This young man is just not here talking. Look, the educator. Went from following God and doing all ministry, and y'all know how doing ministry, and you'll get kicked in the teeth, you'll get dogged, you'll get promised a lot and given nothing. And to go through all of that to find your purpose is why I celebrate Justin.
Wow.
Is because he found his purpose when he got dogged. And believe me, I'm standing right here in my purpose when all the promises and all the blind gifts and say, I'm going to do this and never did. To now stand here today and see I'm finding my purpose and knowing how to work and plan my purpose is what God has called for each and every one of us. And we got to share more of that. Please share. I got to bring in Pastor Dwayne. We got some other callers. Please share how to get your book and stay connected with you. Your kids need to listen to his music.
Yeah, man, for sure. The book, you definitely can find it on Amazon, or you can just go to you can go to Justin Milburn on Facebook, or just Google "I Am Justified." You'll see me, and I can mail it to you, and I can sign a copy and send it to you. It's called "Live on Purpose." It's a really good book. It's a workbook, so it's really engaging with you. I go through the phases of my life, and they're able to write and journal the phases of their life. And so that's really what it's for. It's for the youth. I always have a heart and passion for the youth because that's when I needed it the most to really grow me into who I became today after all the trials. The music, just type in "I Am Justified" on any streaming site, and you can go all the way from gospel music. You can go all the way to R&B, and you can go to inspiration. But I have all music on all platforms that you'll be able to just bless the whole household. And what else, man? Yeah, that's it, man. I'm excited to be on the call, man. Salute to all the brothers. That's it. We'll be right back when I take care.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know what y'all sinners to this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill, and my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them down.
Yeah, just a little bit for y'all. We're going to come back. Yeah, the network has changed. We are going live with everything else. Brother, man, stay connected. We need that new music. We need to keep it in, you know, locked in and always supporting you at all times. Now, Prophet, before I go to our next guest, I want everybody to know that the Prophet's Closet is back on the Now Network.
It's back.
Every person. Every third Sunday. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I took off running when we were like, well, hey, what about the Prophet's Closet is back. That's where you can really, really, really talk spiritual. See, Man Up is about talking real. That's when we come as men and just be men. Prophet's Closet every first and third Sunday. And yes, hosted, guided, led by Prophet Dwayne Woods, who is going to speak into your life. Get a part of it. Start. Our first kickoff is February 6th, the first Sunday of the first Sunday of February at
3 o'clock,
5 o'clock Central, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast for the Prophet's Closet. Come on, give us a quick commercial. Please let us know how to stay connected with you because you got other things going, and this is a time for growth.
Man.
We want you to share your websites. We want you to share your links. We want people to know more about you because that's why we're here, is to share.
Amen. You know, we're in the midst right now of doing my Facebook page, but my YouTube channel is The Prophet's Closet 3. My email to reach us is theprophetscloset3@gmail.com. The office number for those who need prayer, just want us to do better in ministry, whatever you may say, well, man, I got an ideal prophet. Can you pray for me on this? The phone number is 470-55817. That's the office number. And I do have an administrator who goes through everything. We just got promoted in over a ministry that has 30-odd churches where I am the senior and lead prophet, where
hey.
I'll be doing the school of the prophets. Amen. So I have 30 churches that are under me and they're prophets. Amen. This is just, I'm telling you, the 2020. And see, if y'all, if you just, if you understand where I come from, man, I come from the streets of Chicago, man. Where I'm getting it from the mud. You know what I mean? And when I hear like young brothers like my brother whose name is Dwayne and he's talking about the credibility of the street life and how he is coming from the streets life to let you know that, look, I'm still gospel. Don't judge me based on my appearance until you really actually understand who I am and who I'm walking with, you know. And that's one of the things that we've got to get out of the way of coming from into this old heads going looking at the millennials, because you can't judge people based on their look. You got to know them by the Spirit and see who they're operating with when it comes to the things of God, to even to know that they are still sons and kings of the Most High. So,
Amen. Man,
look, when I was in the streets, like my man said, straight street credibility. When I worked into the church, I had my hat on, and man, I had my funky fresh J's on. And then you got these brothers. Hey, brother, who are you? Well, hold on, bro. I don't
man,
know
why
you.
You sound more older than me, bro.
Man, bro, look funky, here, man.
Hey, Justified, he said them funky fresh J's, bro. You sound
J's
old,
on,
man.
Man.
You hit it.
You know what I mean?
He hit it, though, man.
You know. But you know what? You know, E, and you, E, me and you, we from maybe different tracks. But, brother, I was in Black Gangster Disciples. I don't know what gang E was in. But, you know, you're talking about people who are from the street.
Lotus Park
who are street
Pyru,
credibility.
Bro.
You know what I mean? And then when y'all come with us with that fake gospel stuff, guess what? We're checking you right at the door. Bro, come on.
Yeah,
you ain't even real with this thing.
Come on,
you ain't real with this. You know,
hey, bro, we gotta bring one of our alumni.
I know
he been
I know.
Sitting
come
back.
On.
Look, he been sitting
come
back.
On, Pastor
no, don't
Dwayne.
Hang back, cause this your boy. This your boy too.
I know,
Pastor Dwayne Thomas. Well, I know, but no, he's been patient and he knows that God has a great thing. Now, not only do we have a relaunch on Sundays, we got a new broadcast on Sundays called The Anointed Word with Pastor Dwayne Collins. Every second, every fourth Sunday, he going a little bit later. It will be 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. on the East Coast. But The Anointed Word with Pastor Dwayne Collins, yes, he is covenant with us. We are brothers. We are looking... Excuse me, doing a conference real soon in his town, and he asked me to come. He said, "Bro, I got to get you here. We got to do this 3-day. I'm ready for a 3-day revival. Y'all don't know about that. I'm ready to preach for 3 nights and keep it going." But Pastor Dwayne, come on, man up, bro. You alumni, you the man. You my friend. You my brother. You my cousin. My nephew, everybody. See, about the friends you hearing me on this broadcast right now. You heard me call Justin my son, but he's been like a overseer. He's been like a advisor. He's been a best friend. He's been my brother. And yes, in our stature of age, yes, that's my son and I'm his dad because I have sown into him too. But that's being a man and being a brother knows how to switch and know how to receive, not just give. Prophet Dwayne has sown into my life, has just spoken to my life, and has let me call him on a lot of stuff. And the one good thing about when you call it by the Spirit, it happens. And that's why we need each other. And here it is. Pastor Dwayne, man, we done went left, right, we done been jumped in the park. We done been to the green. This my homie. This my another Chicago rider. But he is the man of God. Come on in, bro.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody online. Bro, I say it like this here, man. You know, you like a brother to me, man. You know, brothers fight, you know. We fight each other, you know. And we don't fight each other to hate each other. We fight each other out of love. Sometimes you throw a little punches, but we get back up and embrace one another and let her know, man, my mistake, I made bad, I did this. And we embrace each other, we show love, you know, because that's what brothers do, you know. Brothers do that, you know, and that's been going on for before I even existed. I know my dad was fighting his brothers. I know my dad was fighting. So it's normal like that, you know. But I just thank God for a true brother that you can call a true brother, because some people that you call brothers really not brothers, because if they have any given moment, they'll stab you right in the back, you know. And a brother don't supposed to stab you in the back. He's supposed to cover your back and your front, your side, you know, both sides, you know. So I appreciate how you cover your brother in the spirit, man. You do a great job in that. And so this is a great opportunity that God has put things back in perspective. You know, we all man up. You know, we need this man up, you know, because it's a need, you know, and it brings us to our understanding. We need to humble ourselves, you know, because how we can make the future better, you know, if we don't humble ourselves. You know, we got to learn how to do this, you know, and we have to work together on one togetherness, you know, on one accord. So I'm grateful for this man up back, you know, because, you know, I hear it, and I was hearing it in the, you know, as you guys were sharing it and talking about it, because somewhere down the line it got messed up, you know, and how it got messed up, it got a little twisted, you know. And so we have an opportunity to change things, you know, get things back in perspective, because we trusted in someone mislead us. We believe that person was the right person. Some things they did, that messed us up, and so it took us in our future. We messed up, you know. We have kids, you know. We got some of us got sons and daughters, and we see how things was going in their lives, you know, in our lives, and we kind of like, you know, brought that with us, you know. So now is the chance to just to do better, win, you know. We can do better now, man, now, you know, and that's the great thing about it. We able to do great things now because I got boys, you know. I got two boys. I got two boys, two girls, you know. I got nieces and nephews, you know, and I chose not to let them see that lifestyle because they knew who their uncle was, you know. They knew their uncle was this type of guy. But now they know their uncle as this type of guy. You know, my uncle loved the Lord. You know, he loved the things about God. And I try to show a great example. You know, if you want to be a leader, you got to lead like a leader, you know. And leader leads, you know. And so if you make a mistake, you know, you pick that mistake up and correct it. You just don't keep falling down. No, you correct that mistake, you know. And that's what we have to do as men. We got to man up because, you know, we say we want to raise our boys to be men, but we run around and acting like we don't even know what a man is. You know, we disrespecting our women, we disrespecting our wives, you know, we disrespecting our even ourselves, you know. That's what makes it bad, because we disrespect ourselves. And we, you know, we say we love ourselves, but yet we don't show no respect to ourselves. And that's the beginning of becoming mature, you know. Because, you know, if you love yourself, you don't hurt yourself. If you love yourself, you do better. Win now. You always say that, win now, win now, win now. And that's the opportunity we have. God give us grace every day to get up and put our shoes and pants on, to do something great, you know, not to do the same thing. You know, he said, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. He give us an opportunity to do great things now. And how we do great things, we do through Christ Jesus. We're not trying to get the glory. We're just trying to tell our story. How we was gang affected, how we was drugged out, how we was some whoremongers, you know. We was something, everything, you know. But God give us grace where we can share that story, but we don't have to live it. You know, we don't have to be gangsters. You know, we don't have to be tough. You know, we can, you know, God, you know, David said, search my heart, Lord, remove my fault. Created a new spirit in me. Not soft. You know, your spirit ain't soft. You just learn how to be like God. God was love. No, anytime he can take a slap in the face and spit it, he can take a slap and get spit in his face. You know, I know we have to work on us, but at the same time, you know, we got to humble ourselves to that point to where they can see that's what a man is. A man learn how to take responsibility and do better, you know. I mean, I never met my dad. I wish I'd met my dad, but I'm quite sure I met his brothers, and I see how his brothers was, you know. Some of his brothers, you know, they was players. They was hustlers, you know. Kind of like, you know, we bring that in our mentality because that's what we see. But we got to give them a different identity.
That's why we got to shift things.
We got to shift some stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And check this out. He's he's an ex this, an ex that.
Mm-hmm.
See, I let other people tell their testimony, but I know he an ex this, that, this, and that, that. But look at him today, and that's where when we really are transparent.
Yes.
Man Up is about transparency.
Yes.
If it's one thing anybody knows about me, I'm going to keep it real with you. Individually, and then when we go airborne, we're going to keep it even more real because now we're in agreement for real. That's
yes.
a good point that the man of God made is that, first of all, I got to get me in order. And most men like to point fingers at others to take away the issues and the pain they're going through. We have to break that tradition, that traditional curse that's on men. How many other traditional curses? That's another question I have for everybody tonight. What do you think? Don't just wait for me to come with a topic. Yes, I'm bringing in a guest once a month that's going to come in and we're going to interview and learn about their ministry and learn about their manhood and learn about good husbands. We're going to learn about good single men. We're going to learn, we're going to interview people that are real life. There's a lot of men
yes.
like me out there that are still single. Why? I'm not asking for an answer. That's a question that we're going to be asking. There's a lot of
yes.
there's a lot of men still married that aren't happy. A lot of questions we're going to ask and
yes.
answer, because the only way we can get it is through the truth, and the truth comes by the word of God.
Yes, sir.
The truth hurts.
Yes, sir.
I've learned that one thing about being a believer, not a Christian or whatever real title you want or whatever denomination you want. As a believer, I've learned one thing. My God. It's about me getting my life together that maybe somebody might see an example, but it's all about me. Because when he come, he's coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
He'll call me one by myself. He ain't going to call me and Dwayne together. He ain't going to call me and Justin together. He ain't going to call me and Prophet Dwayne together. Now, I want you guys to know, Pastor Dwayne is D-W-A-Y-N-E. Prophet is D-U-A-N-E. So the spelling is different, but they still my brother. But they ain't going to add me into him, and then they're going to add him. He's going to add me one-on-one because he says that we will all be accountable, and we'll all sit in the judgment seat.
Yes, sir.
But when I get me better, somebody else might, you know what? I've just been watching you, and I've heard this. Believe me, I hear more of that in my ministry than I do about my loud music and my loud preaching that you can hear 20 blocks away. I heard more about, you stay consistent. Not nothing to brag about, but consistency is everything, and most brothers will come and listen to consistency. Come on, I know it's a couple more out there that you are on the line that are alumni here. This man of God, I'm going to put him under the bus just because I looked down here and saw him in the 10th row, but he ain't dialed one yet. James Hudson, Man Up, bro.
Can you hear me?
He must be at the gym too, y'all. So don't worry about the noise.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother. I've been listening. You know me. I'm in and out, but I'm listening, man. I'm listening to you, brothers, man. Even though you're doing the Man Up, you know, you and me, we Man Up all the time just talking, bro. So, and like I told you before, I try to jump in here, man. A lot of times I try to jump on, won't even say anything, but I'm trying to get encouraged, and I've been encouraged tonight. It just always does my heart good, man, just to hear other brothers talking. I know that's one of the main reasons why the Spirit of God has led you to do this with the Man Up movement, to try to keep these brothers iron sharpening iron, man. And, you know, and all I really want to say is because, I try to get on as much as I can, whether it's a Man Up the movement or during the week when you're ministering. I'll even jump on with the women there just to listen to them because I get so motivated listening to Sister Valentine.
Real talk. That's real there. That's our platform here. That's our backbone. We want to celebrate our women here on the Now Network, because without them, I probably would have shut it all down.
Yeah, and I know that. And it's amazing, man, that you see how, and I can even see that through your ministry, how it's those women that really encourage you and to keep you going. It's just amazing. Not even the brothers, but I can see them, sisters, because I know
how excited
I get.
They don't encourage
me. They demand,
Here, I'm going to call out some names. Here, I'm going to call out some names. I'm going to throw some under the bus. You know how you put people under the bus?
Yeah.
Pastor Terry. Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
You're right, right.
Minister Shannon Jones. Minister Latasha. Prophetess Lisa. Wait a minute. Prophetess. Oh, my God. Why I drop her name? It's going to come back to me. Prophet Dwayne. And then I even told people about the phone call I got right after the first of the year from my homie, James Hudson, and said, man, where man up at? That's why we're here tonight.
Because
friends, they see what you're doing, and they be like, they know you ain't slacking, but okay, bro, I see you took a break. You waiting on us to say something. Well, if you waiting on one person to say something, he said, I'm saying it. Where's man up? And it took longer to get man up back.
Right, right. And well, reason why I say that is because I know how much I get encouraged from a lot of times just sitting and listening to the guests that you have, what they bring to the table, the experiences that they have, what they're going through, man. And because a lot of times we just need to know, man, that we're not the only ones that's going through a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, and to have those brothers come on and talk about what they've gone through, how God has brought them out, how they're so focused and excited about what God is doing in their lives, man. It just lets you know, man, that you're not alone. You know, that's the thing for me. And but to hear those women, how they encourage you, I can see it for myself. You don't even know that, but I mean, I commend them because I see how they motivate you. You know, and that's because they're motivating me. They ain't even talking to me. They're talking to you.
Look. I love their motivation because they stay on me. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody deserve a break, but that was a week ago.
Pastor and Mr. James Hudson, if I can just say this, not to interrupt y'all, but I'm going to tell you how much Pastor E. I'm going to tell you how much Pastor E. loved this network. That was maybe 2 years ago, Pastor E had came to me and he said, look, man, I need your help. And he said, matter of fact, I'm already promoting you to be such and such in this position. Now, I did try to do as best I possibly could until my hours changed, and it seems as though that I had abandoned him. But the brother was still calling me, even though I was not on the network. When I did come on the network, just as a, hey, how y'all doing? I don't get it twisted. I still come by to listen sometimes. You know, he still acknowledged me. He didn't talk about me. You know how some folk talk about you because you ain't show up no more. You know,
And one thing
that I love about him, he allowed me to be me.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of networks don't allow people to be themselves. And he puts you on a broader scale where you can reach thousands upon thousands of people, but you can be yourself.
Be yourself. Yeah.
You know,
and
if you're a man on here, you're hurting, you know, tell somebody, hey bro, I'm hurting right now. I need some prayer. And we got men on here that can pray with you and believe God for you. So that's all I want to say, man. Back y'all go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you
Thank
said
you,
that,
bro.
Man, and I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I'm just glad because you're right on it, man, by him allowing you to be yourself, and even when you seem like you're on board or off board, he's still going to love you the same, and I feel you on that because I've been in that same predicament, so trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about, and but again, that's why when I try to talk with him man-on-man, one-on-one, I should say, I try to let him know that you don't know whose life you're changing, man. You just don't know that. You don't realize who's on that line listening to you and how you've made them be able to just take that next step forward, man, or just to be able to hang in there, not to give up on whatever it is that they're doing. You know, because of that word, because God says my word is not going to go out void. Just because you think it is going out void, or maybe be 3 people on the line, might be 50, might be, that ain't the point, man. You don't know who is on that line that can change things, man. And that change their life
just
around,
one.
Change the lives of other people around their family, their relationship with their wife or girlfriend or whoever, man. And that's the whole point for me. And that's when you know a brother is real, man, when it ain't about the numbers and stuff. Like you said, let you be you. Well, I know every time a pastor has offered me to come on, he'll always say, man, look, you know, Jamie's going to be something different because he's going to come at y'all from a whole different perspective. They don't tell him what he's lying to say. You know?
And that's what we do,
bro.
You know? Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. He just let you be yourself because he knows if I'm coming, they don't tell him what I'm lying to say or what I'm lying to do because I ride with the Holy Spirit, man, and they don't tell him what I'm going to come continue with. But he'll allow that to happen.
Remember,
and like
you guys
said,
remember,
a lot of people ain't going to allow you to do that.
If you guys remember in the beginning, I told you he is a playwright, a writer, a director, an actor, an activist, and a good dude. Man, you put all 5 of them together, you don't know what you're going to get from James. But when you get it, you're going to get the best that you'll ever get. I'm going to put this promo out there because every man on here needs to promote it. For we do not go forward in this new season, a man up without acknowledging the gifts and the opportunities out here through the men that I know I'm covenant with. James is there for you. You're working on a play.
Oh, yeah.
You want to write a book. You want to know how to put it together, stage play. Yes, you got to bless the man of God, but this man will help you. Want to be in a play. If you're in the Texas area, the Houston area, he's doing plays all the time. You want to put one on stage? Just the man to talk to. But here's another thing I want to tell you. Out there in the physical realm of health care, it may be in home care. It may be in convalescent care. It may be in personal care. You do not ever know how a person who's dealing with old age, Alzheimer's, and other things, how to be positioned for aggression. James has a dynamic teaching on DVD in person, and I am already a lecturer already, but I'm gonna become a professor of this, how to deal with aggressive people and still not get yourself in trouble legally.
Amen.
James has that for you guys.
Amen.
We got to get this everywhere. Truck drivers, you pull it into a truck stop. You're dealing with aggressive people. You got to know how to deal with aggressive people that you keep yourself safe.
Yep.
James has the tools for all of us to know. Come on, James. Tell us how to get the DVD. Tell us the website. Tell us the link.
And that's just confirmation, man, because you didn't know this, man, but I got something in the works now with that. I've been working in the mental health field, as you know, for 30 years, and I've been teaching aggressive behavior training in hospitals and schools and civic organizations and nursing homes and dealing with people that have Alzheimer's, dementia, mental health issues. How do you deal with someone when they become agitated, aggressive? If you're an employee and you're dealing with elderly people that have Alzheimer's that want to fight and bite and scratch and kick and throw things, and how do you deal with them type of people? That's what that training is all about, and it's needed all over the country, man. And I'm glad you brought that up because that's just confirmation, because I've been asking God, what did I need to do? You've given me all these tools. I already got a DVD with my training on DVD. The physical part, the communication part. Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm telling you, man, this is what I've been praying about. This is what I've been praying about. That's how come I said. That's why I like to get on here, because I know God's always gonna talk to me. I always said, listen, pay attention. I'm gonna tell you what you need to do, because He's already given me everything. I already got it. You've already seen it. You know what I'm talking about. He said, James, I've already given you the tool. What you talking about? You have it right there in your hand. You ain't even got to go do it. Like most people say, well, which way did I go? No, it's already done. It is already done. You already have it in your hand right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, and this video, and this is honest God, too, the places that I've gone to and showed this video, every place, at least 98% of the people that I've has bought this video, 98%. It's just on me, and this video is needed all in every state. Every, everybody deals with aggressive behavior, whether you're in California, whether you're in Louisiana. They got nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living facilities, and they all need to know how do you deal with somebody when they become agitated, aggressive.
You may be
because
you
the
may
first
be
thing
even caring for your parents.
I haven't had any training. Yeah.
Right, but you may be take care of your parents, your brother.
Yeah.
You know, you've been through something, you had a stroke, and now all of a sudden things are getting aggressive. You got to know how to handle that situation.
I'm on
my spirit right
now
for everybody
now.
To launch use this network to launch your business, your dream, your vision. Not just thank you, Jesus. No, use your dream and vision on this network to share what God is doing. That's why I want the website. That's why I want the links.
Yeah.
That's why I want everything. If you come on here, you do not leave here without telling how to connect, how to utilize your gifts and your talents. And for all, and this is a major thing, we can all eat.
Hey, amen.
Right.
To God be the glory.
Right.
Yes.
And the thing about what I'm doing right now is so simple. Anybody can do what I'm getting ready to do. Anybody can do it. It's as simple as telling people, this is what I have, making a phone call, picking up. You can pull up on your computer right now, give me all the assisted living facilities in my city, and it'll pull up by 2,000. All you have to do is pick up the phone and say, I've got a video dealing with aggressive behavior training. Do you want it? They already know what you're talking about because they deal with it every day.
Well, I'm not just selling the video. Like, I am a certified trainer with degree, aggressive behavior. Let me come to your facility, and in one
there
while, let me train all your people. Somebody out there looking for a job right now, somebody out there looking for a new entrepreneurial way, this is your way.
Yep.
Become a aggressive behavior instructor in your city. Don't tell me you can't do it. And James will help you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
See, y'all
and
ain't
most
ready
people,
for the real
know,
man
the,
up. This is 2022.
Yeah, this is it. And you're talking about a one-week training, whereas anything else, you got to go train for 3 years or 4 years to be a barber and to be this, to be a massage. So you got to go train for two. This, you don't have to train 1 week, and then you already on your own, doing your own thing. Can you believe that? Yeah, people just don't understand, man. When God just gives you a blessing, when he says, I want to show you favor, it's just right there in your hand, man. So I'm just, you done motivated me even more now because now I'm talking about it. So I said, hey, okay, let's get going here.
Let's go.
let's
we need to talk. We
let's
need
go.
To talk because we have offered all of our covenant partners a dozen shirts. What's your outreach? What is it that you're doing? Now, James, I already know we do quality work, but we definitely want to put an aggressive behavior T-shirt together now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start wearing
that,
it. Let's start wearing it. People are like, what is that? Oh, man, I know you work in convalescence. Tell your boss that we can come train you. But it starts with the shirt. Let's talk
That's
offline
right.
with that. Let's get
we'll
it going,
that.
Bro. It's time for us to work together.
Yeah.
I have resources.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, I ain't ashamed. I have resources here. Because of P2P Covenant, I mean, P2P Community Development, I have to give honor where honor is due, who is bringing in grants, who is bringing in funding, who is bringing in help for us to do what we do. I mean, this is 2022. We going to a place that nobody's even going to imagine how we did there. But you're going to ask the question, how do we do it? And you know what I'm going to tell you? Come on over to our conference call, and we'll show you how to do it. But I want to help everybody know who you are. So if you're covenant with me and you know how real I am, you got a dozen shirts coming. But when you come back, you got to buy the next dozen. I'll help you get started. But I also want to get the message out there. I want to wear your shirts. I want to promote the shirts in our businesses. I want to promote what you have going, but you also got to be willing to promote what we got going so we can all eat. I want to eat. Do you?
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
I want to eat.
You know,
but I'm willing to help you because God is opening doors that are giving us, me and Pastor Dwayne now. Pastor Dwayne, come back because him and his wife have launched a business in Madison, Wisconsin. And guess what? The thing about it is they did it and nobody knew about it, but their paper in their area wrote up a big old story about how this business can help you come home. You ain't always got to put God on the marquee or the marquee to promote God and use his natural services to heal you. Come on, tell us about your new store in Madison. They do have online purchasing, so just because you're not in Madison does not mean you cannot support the man and the woman of God and their business. He's about to launch a church also, and he's going to be our host for the Anointed Word with Pastor Dwayne Collins. Come on, give us the information for the store. Give us the website. Give us the link. Tell us whatever we need to know. Cash out. Right, what is it?
Let me do it like this. Let me give you the entrepreneur that started all this.
I know that I am not about to talk to Prophetess Pastor Ann Ruth.
Hey, Pastor E, how you doing?
Wait, I almost fell out of my chair. Is this Pastor Ann Ruth? Hey, hello, Pastor Ann.
God bless.
You know I'm always the same, but I do know you've been hard at work. I know why we haven't been so much in contact. We still know we're family, but I saw pictures today where I was about to, if I was like, okay, how am I going to get there? I want to just go walk through the store and do a live video. And then Pastor said, well, no, we finna get a building and bring you up here and preach. I'm going to be able to do all that. But come on, tell us about the business. Tell us about the store. Tell us how we can stay connected. How can we support you guys online? Whatever it is that we can do to share, let us know.
Okay. So my husband and myself, we are the owners of Restoration Soap and Body Care. And so this is what, our going on our fourth year now. We just opened our second store. The store is going to be at 10 South Allen Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Our website where you can go on for online shopping is restorationsoapbodycare.com. We make all natural soaps as well as body lotions, any type of body care product. We make facial serums and different things so that we can keep our outside looking healthy as the same as we should our inside.
Well, I remember when the basement was a store. Don't tell me God won't expand, because I thought it was just one store. She came on here and said our second store. I had jumped up. I had to put it on mute because I did a Holy Ghost dance, and I knocked over the mic.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
So we went from, you're right. I think when we were first talking to you, I was in the basement and had. Then it went from the basement till I took over
he was trying to put a banner and do the church down there, but all of a sudden the business started growing and he got pushed in the corner. I was there for that.
I didn't put him in no corner. He had a section. It was in the corner.
Well, when he first showed me the first video, it was like half and half. But the business start growing, and it seemed like the church start dwindling. But look what God will do, because I'm a great advocate of this. You can't start a church without a business. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can I speak prophetically in you guys' life? The next building you buy is going to be the church and the business. No, not the store. Not the store where you putting stuff in. It's going to be the business where you're manufacturing. You got a warehouse that you can't even tell that other half is a church. You can't even tell the other half is a manufacturer. But you ain't going to worry about ties. You ain't going to worry about people. You're going to have a building paid for by the business that you can do.
Thank you. I received that.
But are you ready?
We have.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Dwayne. Where Pastor Dwayne? Are you ready? When?
Now.
We bless you guys. I hope you guys got that. Please give us the website again, because a lot of us tonight are not in Madison, but we want to support you guys. And we want it to be known on this network that it's not about, we've never asked for a dime to do anything, but it is time to grow and to let people know what's available. Because I know, I think you guys sent me a sample a long time ago, and that it was like a facial cleanse or something like that. It was really natural. But because you're in Madison and you're not down here in L.A., I haven't been able to even think about going back to that. Or we want to support you guys, and we want to be able to go to the website and make that happen. So please, if you're on the broadcast, all my ladies, Pastor Terry, Evangelist Virginia, Prophetess Lisa, I won't throw your phone number out there, but I see some 832s out there. Dial one. We want to hear from you guys tonight after this commercial from the Collins on their business.
So our website is Restoration Soul Body Care at .com. So it's RestorationSoapBodyCare.com.
Restoration Soap. So is it RestorationBodySoap.com?
No, RestorationSoapBodyCare.com.
Okay, RestorationSoapBodyCare.com. RestorationSoapBodyCare.com. You guys check that link out. Go to their website. Buy you some soap.
Yes,
buy you some body.
Mm-hmm. And
we're
going
to be doing a commercial. I need you to send me that information because we are going to be doing audio commercials for the Anointed Word on Sundays that we definitely want to promote you guys. Please share with me, Pastor Dwayne and Pastor Ann, your email links and the website that I can do that audio that will be ready for that part two. I just love to get three things done at once. Come on, dial one, get in the conversation. Pastor Terry, I already know you on it. What's up, woman of God? Can we woman up?
Amen. Good evening, beautiful family. Glory be to God. You know, I'm just over here elated. Just elated, Pastor E. I know God is glorified just to see.
Oh, quit it.
But you know
what
stuck with me tonight?
You already knew.
Prophet Wood said, here I am. And you know what? I was saying glory to God because all the men on this line have said, here I am to God and you. When you look at the word of God, Isaiah said, here I am. Ananias, here I am. Jacob, here I am. Abraham, here I am. Moses, here I am. Samuel, here I am. You know what? That's God moving because all of these men has come on. And I love you too, my sister on here. But we've been missing you all. And Prophet Woods, you know, we've been missing the calls because we all need some, reiteration on how we have to keep our members in check. So glory be to God. God bless you all, men.
Prophet, I got to bring you back. Wait. Let me unmute Prophet. Did you hear what you just said? Get my members in check. Do you know that is my favorite series?
Yeah.
The members series.
The members in my body, right. Deliver me from my inner me.
Yes.
I have that series saved. And then she came back, and we went talking about the closet. Do you remember the member series?
Yes.
You can write a book on that. I told him this before, y'all.
Yes.
You know, and Pastor E., I believe that's the whole series that we did where you wrote that, you gave me that that outline for the book cover. And I'm glad we got John on here, Brother John, because I want to get with him because I need to see how or find somebody may know how to do ghostwriting by just listening to the replays of these messages so then put them in a book form and don't get it twisted. It's not for free. I'm not letting nobody do anything for me for free. I just need to know how much it costs so that I can start getting this thing done. Because
find the ghostwriter? Because we got so many series. Pastor Terry, tell them. We got so many series here on the Now Network. I've been looking for somebody who would just listen and type. If you will help us all, I have the information there. All you got to do is listen and type. Who is the person called to this ministry to help us launch all of our ideas and our thoughts and the Word of God? That's all
Amen.
I need.
And can I say one thing, Pastor E?
One
other thing that what I do.
Come on, say five things.
Okay,
man,
I just got, you know, I work for UPS, but I just got promoted in my other business that I do. Just today I got promoted. What I do is, it's called U Financial. We go to churches, we go to people who have homes and everything, and we show you how to take a 30-year mortgage and pay it off in 6 to 8 years. And I mentioned this a little bit to you, Pastor.
Somebody
E,
run.
But, man, we...
Somebody run.
Somebody run.
Take off running. Because somebody was waiting on how to do... They've been waiting for that vision that, you know what, I'm getting older, and I refinanced. I need to dump this mortgage. Take off running right now and call Prophet Dwayne.
So what we don't want you to do, we don't want you to refinance because it starts your clock back over again. What we want to do is take the finances that you have and show you mathematically, which is called the algorithm mathematical system, and show you how to take the very monies you got and pay all of your debts off. Your interest off, because that's what's killing you. Compounding interest, many of us don't know about compound interest. The compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. But when we get into stuff like this, we'll go get the loan for that car. Oh, man, we'll pay 7 years because we're paying more interest on what we're borrowed. And the bank is saying to you, as American, yes, we'll give it to you, but we're going to charge you not just for how much the car costs, but we're going to also tack on the interest. Now, if I can show you how to take a 7-year car note and pay it off in 2.5 years, would you want some information about that? Would you want some information about a 30-year mortgage that you can pay it off in 6 to 8 years? I can give you that information. And guess what? The information that I can give you is to show you how to do it and be debt-free. So like me, I just bought a house last year. 5 years from now, I'll be debt-free from my 30-year mortgage, and I'll be paying my house off in 5 years. Let me show you how to do it.
Amen.
Well, what we're going to do is this. That's when we're going to schedule Prophet Dwayne on Man Up to do a all-alone segment about how to reduce, how to pay off, how to make it happen. See, that's why I want all you men out there to know, call me with a date, bro. I want to schedule you not just to be a part of the general conversation. I want to schedule you to be part of the conversation. We want to know everything about you. We want to know what you're doing, what's your plan, and how are you going to get there? Us as men, we need to hear success. You hate how you're going through it. That's the stuff that we're going through. Pastor, look, if Prophet Dwayne had already made it, I would probably be in my own RV driving country to country preaching like I like to. If I would have already made it, he ain't working at UPS. He ain't doing this. He ain't doing that. He is now established with his community development company that is now.
Which is next.
Oh, no, next. It's now. That is building the people around him to be like him.
Yes.
When you make it,
it's about building.
I should make it. When you make it, we should make it. It's not about just, that's what God has called my unity. It's because we get selfish. Somebody hit the lotto and then you don't see them no more. And then when they broke, they come back and be like, bro, you had $65 million. Why you didn't come over here when we try to make business? Well, I was doing me. Well, I'm gonna forgive you, and I'm going to invite you in. But when it comes down to making money, how can I involve you when you just blow money? I'm going to leave that one alone. It's another show.
Now, Pastor E, I'm going to say this one last thing.
Hold on. Let me say this. Those out there, I know it's one or two more that have not dialed one. You know who I'm talking to. You've got knowledge, even women. You got knowledge. You got a voice that needs to be heard. Dial one. Take advantage of Man Up. Go ahead, Prophet.
here and see, I was privileged to sit at tables where we were never privileged to sit at. And I want y'all to hear this. I was invited to sit at a table where it was not my people to hear information about this. So if our counterparts are taking advantage of this, then why can't we take advantage of it? Well, now you got somebody who was sitting at the table with them, got the information, and guess what? I want to give it to you all. They helped the church, Pastor E, had a 20-year mortgage. Had a 20-year mortgage. Listen to me. A church had a 20-year mortgage. When they got on this program, they paid the church off in 2.5 years. 2.5 years. The pastor called the people back and said, I want to thank you all because if we would had this mortgage during this pandemic, we would have to file bankruptcy and we would have lost the church. We're saving people homes. We're saving people vehicles. We're getting people out of debt. Amen. And guess
Amen.
What? You get better. You get better when you do better. And it's all about your finances. Are your finances in order? You know, how can you expect God to bless you with millions of dollars when you can't even handle the hundreds of dollars that you got?
Wait a minute. My name's not on that. I'm ready for the millions
Mine either.
Of dollars.
Mine either.
I'm a
ready
manager
for the millions,
of God's
brother.
Money. No, seriously, no. And that's
but
how confident that you got. It's confident that everybody wants you to be. And we want to let you know. Well, Prophet Dwayne, we probably do have to do about a 2 or 3 broadcast series to really get depth. But we also want to talk about crypto. We always want to talk about investing. We want to talk about your money. Now, I'll say this before we have another show. If you want to know the safest way to keep your money, you better have some cash. I'm going to leave that alone. But for those that are out there that have comments, that have subject matters, please, please, please don't hesitate to let us know. I'm telling you, Hot Topics is going to be hot. You guys better be ready because if I can't, as you guys know, if I can't get the ones to ask the questions, I'm going to ask them. I just ask them hard. And Dr. Julie is going to be just the same. She's going to ask, and you know, they've already been on others. You know how the ladies are. They've been already on my neck. Where's the flyer? Where's this? Where's you ready? Oh, I got to tell my people. I'm like, oh, hey, God is coming. But when they come, they come. We are going to get some questions from the ladies. Men, are y'all ready to ask questions too? I'm not talking about that sugar-coated. I'm not talking about that under the – I'm talking about that real. Why do you do this? Why do they do this? And you'll get the answers you really know. But are you willing to really answer their questions? Here on the Now Network, man up, we are going to answer. Every second Tuesday and second Thursday on Women Speak Now Thursdays and Man Up on Tuesdays will be Hot Topics. Every first, every third, every fourth Tuesday, Man Up is going to bring a guest on. The first Tuesday, you already know you're going to get a word from me that's going to build us up for the month. The third and the fourth, I'm definitely bringing a guest on the third. The fourth, we're going to kind of play it how Man Up do it. On Women Speak Now, nothing changes. First Thursday, Prophetess Charlene. Second Thursday, yes, Hot Topics with Dr. Julie and then myself. Third Thursday, Prophetess Lisa. Fourth Thursday, Pastor Terry. Then our alternate for every fifth Thursday, which is only 3 a year, is Minister Coach Willette that will be coming on board. Man up, you already know the schedule. But guess what? Real Talk is coming back. Oh, yes, get ready. February has another relaunch. Real Talk on Saturday mornings. We're changing the time. 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Eastern for Real Talk with Pastor E. Every Saturday morning, set your alarm, set your reminder, set your calendar. come on in for real talk. I will tell you, God has given us a subject to go over for at least the first month, mental health. Yeah, I know you heard a blank in there. It's not mental health in the world. It's not mental health in the church. We're going to talk about mental health everywhere, and we're going to be real about it. And as you already got, you guys know, Sundays, the Prophet's Closet, every first and every third Sunday, the Anointed Word with Pastor Dwayne every second and fourth Sunday. And then get ready. Let's talk Jesus on Mondays. But I need you. Let's talk Jesus ain't about preaching. Let's talk Jesus about talking. That people can understand that we all believe in the same Jesus. Come be a part of this group conversation with me on Mondays, starting in March. Every Monday from March 1st on, let's talk Jesus. You want to be the host? Get in touch with me. You want to be the leader of that broadcast? Get in touch with me. But it's just not preaching. It's about, the name of the broadcast is Let's Talk Jesus. That means we all got to talk about the Savior. We all got to talk about the Redeemer. We all got to talk about the Healer. We all have to see, when you talk about Jesus, that means total agreement. Read Matthew 18 when it says, unity is the biggest part of making it to the kingdom of heaven. Get ready. Let's do it. We got Wednesdays open. You want to do something on Wednesdays? Talk to me. You want to partner on Thursdays? Talk to me. You want to partner on Fridays? Where we will be coming back with Are You Made Whole? But I think we're going to shift that name around. We're still working on that. And you guys will know about that. But that is coming back on Fridays. You want to be a part of, that's only two Fridays every month. You want to be a part of the two? Get in touch with me. Let's get you on here. No, it ain't got to be churchy. No, it ain't got to be about the Bible. It has to be about people and helping them. You want to get your voice heard. You want to talk about mental health. You want to talk about mental illness. You want to talk about addictions. You want to talk about life. Get in touch with me. Want to bring you on the network. Family, we thank everyone for joining us tonight. This has been dynamic. Man Up, the movement is back. Did we have the response we wanted? Yes. Did we get the interaction we needed? Yes. Can we do better? Yes. So I need everybody on this broadcast to take down every Tuesday, invite a man. I pray his woman listens with him, but invite a man who can hear other men be transparent and real about what we're going through. Send me your topics. Send me your ideas. There's no limit. Want to talk about it? Want to be my guest? Did I interview you? Get in touch with me. I'll put you, the date book is open. Third and fourth Tuesdays every month, we will have guests appear on the broadcast. First is Pastor E. Second is Hot Topics. Third and fourth is our guest broadcast where we'll have you on to talk about you. And man up. Are you guys ready? Any closing remarks from our broadcasters tonight? We want you to just give a quick little 1 minute good night. Prophet Dwayne is on. Pastor Terry is still on. Pastor E, of course, is still on. Pastor James is still on. We want to call a comment from you. Oh, he called twice. Amen. So let's start with Prophet Dwayne. Come on, closing remarks, bro. Let us know.
Well, I'm just happy to be back on the Now Network. Your first and I think it was the first and third Sunday. Starting in February. So I'm just so ecstatic about being able to be with my people. And show, you know, the diversity that God has really been giving me since I've been gone from you all and where I am at in the spirit realm, you know, because there has got to be a change. There has got to be a change because of the things that's getting ready to come. And I'm praying that God downloaded enough information and continue to keep downloading information in me so that I can give to the people where it comes to the in effect, where it comes to Ephesians 4 and 11, where we're supposed to edify you. We're supposed to get you ready for the things to come. It ain't about taking your money. It's about getting you well aware of your surroundings and making sure the prophetic word is being ministered into your life. So there's a lot of things that are going on in my life, and I'm so glad to invite you all into the closet. Let's go to the closet, y'all, so that we can talk. We can unravel some things. We can take some things out of the closet, take it to the homeless shelter, and then what, gather new things to put back into the closet. So, hey, y'all, the closet is coming. I hope you're ready because I'm ready. God bless
you
all.
And, I stole this from him. That's the only reason you can hear it. But he says, I am your brother. I am your cousin. I am your Yeah, I stole that. That's probably why you didn't hear it from the prophet. But you better know that is his tagline. And I admit that I used that. Prophet, Pastor Dwayne, come on in, bro. Close your remarks.
Well, I'm grateful that we're able to hear each other's voice, that God has kept our brothers and sisters, that we didn't get no bad report, that we lost one of our alumni, that we all still together. God is still working on us. He's still giving us his word. His word still is in us. We haven't departed from us. He still got us on his agenda. And so I'm just looking forward to do what God has in heart for the body of Christ, because you know the last few years was a growing for us, and so now I'm just waiting for God. You know, well, God already, he's waiting for us. He's waiting for the sons and daughters to things in perspective, because he gave us a key, and so I'm so grateful that God has allowed us to come back together on one accord. I'm grateful that you're able to give me the anointed word. I know that God has something in me. He has something to give to the peoples. Just to put it in perspective, you know, God has gave me a vision back in 94, you know, and it took my stubborn to get out of the way to get what God has for me, you know, for this region here in Wisconsin. So I has been, you know, it's been put in my heart. It has been prophesied over me that the region is where God has put me to put things in perspective, because like he was saying, there's a lot of shooting going on here. It's things just getting out of whack, and it's not cool that we got all these churches, we got all the bodies saying that they are the body of Christ, but we can't come together and reason together. So God has put things in my heart, and this new move that he's given me.
That's right.
Father, I go into this new building. That's what my goal is, to reach this region with outreach, to bring us back to the love. To
reach
our first
the love.
Our first love. And that's what God has given me, and that's what I got to do. So thank you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Well, y'all know how the weather changed up in Madison. So we're looking for a revival around May, June.
No, we got to do it before that. It gets warm around March, April.
March, April the 8th. The revival is coming to Madison, Wisconsin, the Now Church, California. Pastor Terry, we got to get a RV to drive, so we got our spot already ready to go. But
you
revival is coming to Madison, Wisconsin,
I don't know why,
and we're going to make it there.
We talking about getting you on the plane. We want you on
man,
the plane.
Go ahead, send that plane for me. Look, just send that plane for me. It'll be, Pastor Terry, pack your bags. The Now Church, California, pack your bags. We're going to get on the plane and go to Madison. We're having a revival. Oh, Pastor Dwayne, Prophet Dwayne, you invited to.
Come along. Hey, it's your hometown.
James Hudson, final remark.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, always, brother, we're going to have to. It's the new year, man. It's time to quit talking and start walking. And let's just make it happen, brother. You already know what God's given me. So let's get on board. Like you said, each one reach one, man. So if I get up on top of the hill, I'm pulling some folks up there with me, man. I ain't going up there to be up there by myself. So
You better believe you ain't leaving me behind. I'm on your shirt tail, bro.
Already know, man. I already know. This would be a privilege. And that's the whole thing about me. It does my heart good when I know I can help somebody else. That's when I feel
yes,
my
sir.
Best. So
that's what we do.
I know you. And so yeah, that's been my biggest thing. I said, man, God, Lord, you bless me to be a millionaire. I wouldn't be a millionaire for long already.
I'm just looking for that big studio, all the equipment, everything going with it. When I call you, say, James.
Yeah,
let's fly out here on vacation. Let me show you something. You'll never leave. Anyway, I love you, bro.
Thank you, man. You guys take care.
The only lady who connected with us tonight is Pastor Terry. So closing remarks, Pastor Terry, and we're going to get up out of here.
Amen. You know what, Pastor E and all the listeners, all the family on board, I'm just excited and humbled that we all are here in unity. And as we are on this broadcast, I always say to invite one to invite one. And I always say God is glorified because he sees us getting his order. He wants men. He has God, men, women, and children. So, man up, I'm just excited because you know what? These broadcasts each and every night, Pastor E, grows our faith. Hearing the truth. Just hearing the truth, the word of God. So I always say, continue to do what we're doing. The word of God says, don't get weary in doing what is good for his glory. God bless you all, and God love you all, and God keep us all. Amen.
Hey, check this out. We are sharing everything that's available. If you have any printing needs, please get in touch with easteesforyounow.com. You think it, we print it. We print shirts. We print shoes. We print hats. We print cards. We print. No, better yet, just know this. You think it, we print it. Any printing needs, banners, flags, tents, you think it, we print it. You want to put a stick on your window, we print it. And I guarantee you this, no one in this country can beat the prices of Ease Tees for you now. Test it. Go try to buy 12 shirts in your local area. Call me. I bet I beat. No matter where you live, no matter what region you are, you can even be in L.A., I still will beat it. Ease Tees for you. All your printing needs. Support the ministry because Ease Tees is the funder of the Now Church California, P2P Community Development, P2P Ministries. We are entrepreneurs that build ministry off of business. Man, we love you guys. God bless you. Please sow into our ministry if God is leading you. Listen to this last commercial. It will give you all the links you need.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.